It's time for Talking Automotive with VACC. Here's Dennis Walter with Jeff Gwillem, CEO of VACC.
It's 14 to 10. Jeff Gwillem, good evening to you.
Good evening, Dennis. How are you?
Good. Apprentices at this time with COVID-19, is there any sort of set reaction, or is it varying from business to business as to whether they're affected by the virus? From a work perspective, I mean.
Look, it is business to business, and in automotive, as you know, we range from dealerships right down to the local person around the corner repairing cars and panel beaters as well. There are pockets that are hanging on, but many industries are under stress. They've got some work, but not enough, and apprentices are part of the labour force, and at the end of the day, you know, employers are forced to make that horrible call on the basis of, do I keep on a skilled tradesperson or do I let the apprentice go? And our expectations are that there will be a drop in apprenticeships in the short term. However, in the longer term, that'll come back strongly. And, you know, it's a terrible time. We've had it when we had the recession we didn't have to have. But the numbers do come back. One thing about apprenticeship training, particularly in automotive, the numbers have been consistent for a long time. You know, 10,000 new apprentices a year are required in Australia. That hasn't changed, and I still argue, Dennis, that the thing about an apprentice is you get paid while you learn.
You're paid while you learn, and at the end of it, even if you don't happen to keep working for a long period of time where you've done your apprenticeship, you've got something under your belt to take out into the big wide world.
Well, you have, Dennis, and I think there's something about being able to fix things and do things and make things, and that might sound a bit basic to some people, but I think in Australia we've fallen heavily into the trap of trying to send every kid into university to do a double degree. And you know, a whole lot of those kids end up making coffee, which isn't bad because they make fantastic coffee, but what a waste of time in terms of taking a young person who would have actually been far better directed towards a trade. And what tends to happen with a lot of these young people is they get into the late first year or the second year of a university degree, and they work out that actually they should have done a trade. And then they've got to go backwards, of course. And, Neil, you know, I mean, I left school at 15 to go into a trade many, many, many years ago, and lots of tradespeople did. But nowadays, people are leaving school at 18 and 19. If they're 2 years into a degree, they're nearly 20, and they could be back out into the market asking an employer if they've got a spare apprenticeship going.
Interesting. I've got a few mates that I talk to regularly. I'm just thinking of three of them at the moment. One's an electrician, one's a plumber, and one's a carpenter. They have been busy throughout this entire period.
Look, it's interesting. Tradespeople can generally turn their hand to most things, and so most trades have got enough capability to do other work. And I haven't come across many tradespeople who have been out of work for a long time in my career, mainly in automotive. I still argue strongly, Dennis, that the process of learning for apprentices, which is a method towards how you build something, construct something, fix something, that hasn't changed for a very long time. And it instills in young people a method around the things that they do. And, you know, I hire a lot of ex-automotive apprentices to do, you know, training, workplace supervision in terms of apprentices in the workplace, writing curriculum, writing learning resources, and all of that capability comes from a base training platform that taught people how to do things in a methodic way.
Yeah, the methodical way is a huge thing and a valuable lesson to learn straight out of school.
Yeah, it is. And, of course, school-based apprenticeships in Australia have been very popular for, I can go back two decades now, where young people can start an apprenticeship at school either through a traineeship that articulates into an apprenticeship or a standalone apprenticeship. And often they can get at least halfway through the first year of an apprenticeship by the time they leave school. They can fast-track what's left of their apprenticeship when they get into the workplace. But more than that, employers really look forward to a young person that turns up in their workplace that actually knows which way up a hammer goes, and can actually do things in the workplace on day one. Now, that doesn't mean that they get sort of worked to death from day one, but what it means is when a tradesman says to a young person, go and get me this tool, or go and find this, or you know, work around a job in a particular way, this young person has got some sense of how to do that. It makes a huge difference in terms of the safety of young apprentices in the workplace, but also just in terms of how quickly they fit into that workplace and they become part of the work team.
8 to 10, 96900 693 or 13 13 32. I'd love to hear from bosses of apprentices. I'd love to hear from apprentices. I'd love to hear from parents of apprentices. How has COVID affected the workplace? Or nights at 3aw.com.au. Your calls after these.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me? Would you have my baby?
Hello, I'm Andrew Phillip, Managing Director of RCA Villages. In recent days, we've received calls and emails from many who have already reserved their new homes. I want to assure you that our building team is still working hard and we'll have your new villa ready on time. For those considering a retirement lifestyle, it's nice to hear you're still investigating and planning your retirement options. So please keep in touch, even if it's just a call and have a chat. I'll keep you updated at rcavillages.com.au.
At Spotlight or Windows, what do you make it? Save 50% off major measure curtains and shears. Our consultants are available and can come to you. We have health and safety procedures to keep you and our team safe. Book your free in-home measuring quote today. Call 1-300-662-742. Exclusions apply. At Spotlight, it's what you make it.
If you're the subject of a dismissal, you're often entitled to a generous tax-free redundancy payment. Unfair employers avoid paying redundancy by artificial performance management, followed by unfair dismissal. Others force employees to unsuitable new roles. Australia's employment law experts, McDonald Merholme, can help. They've been defending the rights of employees for over 20 years, so take some advice. McDonaldMerholme.com.au. Winners for workers.
Whether you have a business in the back shed or plans to take on the world, you can always learn a lot by listening to others. Listen to friends and family in business. Listen to customers and other business owners. And listen to Let's Talk Business with Scott Haywood. Every Tuesday night, tune in to Money News at 7:30 when Brooke Courty is joined by Scott Haywood to talk about the best ways to start, grow and manage your business. Let's Talk Business. Thanks to Officeworks, helping you make bigger things happen. Tuesday nights at 7:30 on 3AW.
Hello folks, Bob Newbold from Kingston Funerals. This present set of circumstances has led to change. At Kingston Funerals, I make a commitment now. You will always have the chance to say farewell to your loved one in person, be it at your family home or on our premises. Kingston Funerals will make it happen. Ring us, 9585 2822, that's 9585 2822, or visit kingstonfunerals.com.au.
News you can trust has never been more important. Subscribe to The Age for comprehensive quality coverage of events as they unfold. For home delivery and digital subscription options, visit theage.com.au/subscribe.
Are you wearing a face mask? Make sure it's a Saipol Biomask. Saipol's biomasks are genuine respirators, filtering out over 95% of microscopic airborne droplets. And Australian hospitals have been using Saipol filtration for years. Get the 10-pack of respirators for only $99, plus $10 delivery. Visit saipol.com.au. That's saipol.com.au. Or call 1-800-616-248. That number again, 1-800-616-248.
This is Nice with Dennis Walter.
It's 5 to 10 apprentices in the COVID time. What's happening to them? Will they keep their jobs? What's happened in the workplace? VACC CEO Jeff Gwillim is online. Jeff, an off-air caller wants to know, when is the right time to go into an apprenticeship, now or wait till after this period?
Unequivocally, if somebody can find an apprenticeship now, get into it. You know, waiting for an apprenticeship to arrive is a bad idea. And I can say now that employers are still highly attuned to somebody that knocks the door of a workplace and asks if there's an apprenticeship going. And even if the answer is no, that same person arrives there 2 weeks later and says, are you sure there's no work here? Is there an apprenticeship going? You know, over the last decade or two, we've had a whole lot of government services designed to support apprenticeships, and they're fantastic, and they're great things for us in the community.
An email from Robin. My son is 18, does a mechanic apprenticeship. The work has dried up. Do you have a suggestion on what Robin's son should do from here?
If he's an apprentice now and he's still apprenticed to that employer, I would urge them to keep in a dialogue with that employer. My gut feeling is as the government announces a movement of restrictions in Victoria, the work will start to flow very quickly through workplaces. The JobKeeper scheme should provide enough funds for that apprentice to stay in. However, if that apprentice isn't with that employer anymore, my advice is to knock on doors, because not all automotive workplaces are slow on work. There are pockets where there is a lot of work, and you've got to find them and keep knocking on doors.
I think I mentioned to you last week, I may not have, but I certainly said to someone that I've got a mate who looks after largely European cars, and he's got three sections of the business. All the staff agreed to go back onto part-time, and they've all been working full-time. It's a great story. They've been busy.
Well, that is happening, and I think employees have sat down with their bosses and they discuss what needs to happen to keep the business going. And even though we've got a whole lot of work that's occurred through Fair Work Australia in terms of the changes to the awards, certainly from here to the end of September, in practical terms, most employers sit down with their employees and discuss what's got to happen in order to keep the business going. And I'm amazed at the level of flexibility that's been afforded both by employers and employees. And that's what's going to keep this industry going, is a reasonable discussion in the workplace about the work that needs to be done.
This might be a long bow to draw, but is there a chance that businesses will be better beyond that, like better run and with better motivation to be successful and be their very best from here on in?
Well, it's interesting you say that, Dennis. It's a number. So when workshops are really busy, they just take the work as it comes through the door, and they push that work through, and that's fine. They employ people and they do good work. However, often they can take their eye off the ball of how they track customers and generate return customers, and how their website's looking, how their Facebook site's looking. And what this pause has allowed some of those employers to do is to recap on some of those basic principles about calling their customers when their car's up for a service.
Those little details. Jeff, it's great to chat with you. VACC CEO Jeff Gwillim. Here comes the news, and I want to know